You're listening to the Injury Helpline Podcast, making injury law easier for everyone.
We're back, and in this episode of the Injury Helpline Podcast, we're talking about one of the most overlooked, yet most devastating, parts of personal injury: pain and suffering. Over 70% of accident victims say emotional trauma impacts their daily life more than their physical injuries. Today, we're exploring how pain and suffering reshape lives in ways most people never consider, and how the legal system accounts for the emotional, psychological, and non-economic damages victims experience after an accident.
That's fascinating, because most people only think about the immediate physical injuries after an accident.
Well, what's really interesting is how pain and suffering breaks down into two distinct categories. There's the physical pain we can somewhat measure, but then there's this whole world of emotional suffering that's harder to quantify, but often more devastating.
Could you give some real-world examples of how that plays out?
So take this case I recently learned about, a former marathon runner who suffered a seemingly minor back injury in a car crash. The physical pain was manageable, but she fell into deep depression when she couldn't run anymore, affecting her relationships, work, and entire identity.
That reminds me of how accident victims often face this cascade of unexpected consequences.
Exactly. And you know what's particularly interesting? Different types of accidents tend to create their own unique patterns of suffering. Like, dog bite victims often develop such severe phobias that they literally have to map out new walking routes to avoid houses with dogs.
Well, that must make it especially challenging when calculating compensation for these cases.
That's where it gets fascinating. Lawyers use something called the multiplier method. They take the economic damages and multiply them by 1.5 to 5 times, depending on severity. But here's what's really interesting. Some use a per diem approach, literally putting a daily dollar amount on someone's suffering.
So how do they actually document and prove all this suffering in court?
It's actually quite comprehensive. They gather everything from medical records to personal journals, photos of injuries, and even social media posts showing how someone's life has changed. Expert witnesses are crucial too. Psychologists can explain trauma patterns, while life care planners calculate long-term impacts.
That's why having proper legal representation seems so crucial in these cases.
Absolutely right. And that's where the Injury Helpline comes in. They're available 24/7 to connect victims with attorneys who specifically understand these complex cases. And you know what's really important? That initial consultation is completely free.
Let's talk about some of the misconceptions people have about pain and suffering claims.
Well, the biggest one is that you need catastrophic injuries to have a valid claim. But even moderate injuries can profoundly impact quality of life. Like, a seemingly minor neck injury might prevent someone from holding their child or working at a computer.
That must be why timing is so critical in these cases.
You know, it really is. Evidence can disappear quickly, memories fade, and there are strict legal deadlines. Plus, different states have wildly different laws, some cap pain and suffering damages at $250,000, while others have no limit at all.
How do these state differences affect someone's ability to get fair compensation?
That's where having local expertise becomes crucial. The Injury Helpline connects people with attorneys who understand their specific state laws and precedents. These lawyers know exactly how to navigate local regulations to maximize compensation.
It sounds like documentation is absolutely key in these cases.
Like, incredibly important. Start documenting everything immediately after an accident. Pain levels, emotional state, missed activities, even changes in relationships. And here's something people often forget. Take photos of everything, including how injuries affect daily tasks.
That comprehensive approach really shows why having proper legal representation matters so much.
And you know what's often overlooked? The long-term psychological impact. Medical malpractice victims, for instance, often develop such severe anxiety about healthcare that they avoid necessary treatment for years afterward.
That must create this terrible cycle of worsening health outcomes.
Exactly right. And that's precisely why the Injury Helpline's free consultation is so valuable. They can connect you with attorneys who understand these complex long-term implications and know how to fight for proper compensation.
Any final thoughts for our listeners dealing with pain and suffering after an injury?
Well, the most important thing is not to minimize what you're going through. Whether it's physical pain, emotional trauma, or both, these are real damages that deserve compensation. The Injury Helpline is available 24/7, and that first consultation is always free. Don't wait to get the help you deserve.